This is West Coast.
This is West Coast.
This is West Coast.
This is West Coast.
This is West Coast. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, you're listening to West Coast Fog. What's happening today with you guys? We're on the top of this rounded hill. It's part of these volcanic craters, well, actually cinder cones. They're all kind of rounded and worn down, but we're up in Mono County, and there was lots of volcanic activity here, you know, in the past thousands of years, but actually there's still things happening. Lots of earthquakes around here and stuff. Steam coming out of the earth in places. But yeah, we're on top of this worn down crater, and we're on skis today. It's nice and sunny, so the snow up on the mountain wasn't that fun. It was pretty hard and icy, so we came out here and we're like touring around on our Nordic setup. Three pins, leather boots. Not wearing my knickers, but so we just headed east from the highway and we climbed up this hill, and now we're looking around. You can see up the crest of the Sierra up there. It's perfectly clear today. Not a cloud in the sky. Pretty covered in snow as far as you can see, north and south. But in the summer, this area is all covered. There's pine trees everywhere, but in between, it's like pumice. Gray pumice stone, which, you know, it's like that rock that people use to scrub their heels with. Sort of grayish lava looking rock. Light, it's very light. It floats actually because it's so porous. But yeah, it's a lot of sand made of pumice around here. So when you ride your bike out here, you get stuck. Cars too. Careless Jeep drivers, everybody gets stuck out here. And also you can find obsidian out here, black glass, like dragon glass, you know, like from Game of Thrones. That's obsidian. The dragon glass is actually obsidian. Yeah, it's a good place to be. No complaints at all. We've been listening to some good music too as we've been wending our way across the meadow and going up this drainage to this hill. We heard something right there from a guy from Colorado, actually. 1995, Littleton, Colorado. The song was called Drift Away, and it was guitar player Darren Curtis Scantson. There's lots of delay and echo on some of the songs on this tape, which add an otherworldly element to it, which we find enjoyable. And Scantson, his last name is Scantson, not to be confused with the little island off of Stockholm called Skansen. That's Skansen with an E in the end. I guess he has an O there instead. Tomatoes, tomatoes, but yeah, not the island where they have the historic village and there's the zoo. There's lemurs there. Once I was there, and also this time of year, kind of actually it was winter, and I was kind of like one of the only people there walking around, and I had some interaction with the lemurs that are in their habitat there on Skansen Island. But that was a long time ago. And before him, we heard something from a tape called Pools of Light from Alan Harris and Peter Mendieta, Crystal Creek Recordings from Canada. Up north, actually, we heard the song that was the called Pools of Light. That was from 1987. And before that, we heard something from a tape called Moon Reflecting. Moon Reflecting. The song was called Intrinsic Moon. Our good friend Zully is putting out. He gave us an advanced copy of this tape, but it's not available to anybody yet, but you got to hear a taste of it there, coming out on his label Goatee Tapes sometime soon. Keep an eye out for Moon Reflecting from, I think, New Mexico. I think it's from New Mexico. And then we heard a great guitar song. Another, there's a lot of guitar in this set, actually. There's going to be a lot of guitar all day. Today's kind of a string day. Stringing along here with West Coast Fog, we heard something that we don't know anything about, but it's from a recovery cassette for alcoholics, drug addicts, called Self-Esteem. No information about who the artists are or anything, but yeah, that's what, if you want to gain some self-esteem, you should listen to that, something like that. It's like do 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 do. Do 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 do. So that's what builds self-esteem, apparently. And we started off that set with something from a tape from Jeff Johnson, Born of Water. Born of Water. From 1987. Jeff Johnson and David Friesen and some other people. We heard the song that was called Across the Galilee. Across the Galilee. Yeah, that was good. That one got us going, right? From the, jumped out of the car, applied some lizard lips, stepped into our skis, took off in that song. We were pumping along to that one. That was good. Jeff Johnson. All right, let's keep going. We're going to, we actually took our skis off because we're sitting up on these rocks on top of this hill. There's like a little concrete base. There must have been like an antenna or something up here, but it's long gone, but there's these cool old rocks and we're sitting up here, and so we're gonna put our skis back on and try to get down. It's kind of steep on this side and we have very skinny skis with no edges, so that's gonna be a challenge. But so let's listen now to something from Stephen Coughlin from over in the Bay Area, just over the Sierra Crest there. Keep going west. You'll find Stephen Coughlin. That's off his first tape, Song of the Reed, 1983. Song is Mount Vision, Mount Vision. And after that, something from William Ora from 1981, Lovely Day. This tape that's called Lovely Day. From Down by San Diego, A Peaceful Inward Journey of Relaxing Music. A little bit of that. And then we're gonna hear something from, we'll have Billy Miller help us down. Billy Miller from a record called Wind and Wood, 1987 also. That's the year. We're celebrating the year of 1987 today. And we're going to hear a song that's called Storms in the Teacup. It says minimalist in concept with a slight Javanese feel. Percussion used are glass jugs filled with varying amounts of water and wood blocks. Off in the distance, the mandolin plays soprano sax takes the melody. You get the picture. And then at the end, we're going to hear, this hopefully will get us all the way back to the car when we're done, something from 1997, Marilyn Seitz Vibrations. We're going to hear a piece that's called Nepal. Nepal. The piece was written many years ago and is based on the Phrygian mode, a scale of all white notes starting on E. The addition of bass guitar and flute has added a new complex dimension to this simple piece. Marilyn Seitz, and then, yeah, that's it. So thanks for joining us in the snow today. And this has been and will be West Coast Fog.